The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. A pain in the neck or back? Skip the opioids. Can opioids ease acute neck or lower back pain? Researchers randomly assigned 310 adults with neck or lower back pain that had started during the previous 12 weeks to take a placebo or oxycodone plus naloxone. Injected naloxone counteracts opioids, but it's poorly absorbed from pills and it helps prevent constipation. After 6 weeks, pain scores did not differ between groups. After a year, scores were slightly worse in the opioid group and more opioid takers, 20%, than placebo takers, 10%, were at risk for opioid misuse based on anger, seeking more medication, ER visits, etc. What to do? Avoid opioids to treat acute lower back pain or neck pain. Given their failure to help end the risk of dependency, in earlier studies, opioids also showed no clear benefit for chronic lower back pain. Climb stairs, dodge cancer? Short bursts of vigorous activity, like climbing stairs or very fast walking, may cut the risk of cancer. Scientists measured vigorous activity using a wrist accelerometer in 22,398 people who reported no leisure time exercise on questionnaires. Over the next 6.5 years, those who accelerometers registered an average of 4.5 minutes a day of vigorous exercise, each bout lasting a minute or less, had a 20% lower risk of cancer than those whose accelerometers registered none. Their risk of breast, colorectal, or uterine cancer, which have stronger links to exercise, was 31% lower. What to do? No time to exercise? Try walking upstairs, uphill, or as fast as possible, or carrying groceries or children for a minute or two. This kind of study can't prove that vigorous exercise bouts can prevent cancer, but it's a small price to pay for a big potential payoff. Shake it off? 3 hours before lunch, 40 people drink a 330-calorie shake that was high in either protein, fat, or carbohydrates. The participants were no less hungry, and they ate no less or more at lunch, or later in the day, after the high-protein shake than after the high-carb or high-fat shake. What to do? Don't expect a protein shake to help you feel more full than any shake with equal calories. Broccoli and liver cancer. Can veggies cut the risk of liver cancer? Researchers tracked roughly 485,400 people who were aged 50 to 71 when they entered the study in 1995. After roughly 16 years, those who ate the most vegetables, they averaged 3.5 cups a day, had a 28% lower risk of liver cancer than those who ate the least, 1 cup a day. The link was largely driven by lettuce and cruciferous vegetables, including broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts. What to do? Go for the veggies. This study can't prove that they prevent liver cancer. Something else about people who eat more vegetables may explain their lower risk. But they're also linked to a lower risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, breast cancer, memory loss, and bone fracture. Weekend warriors, take heart. No time to exercise on most weekdays? Don't worry. Scientists looked at data on 89,573 people aged 40 to 69 who wore an accelerometer for a week. Roughly 42%, or weekend warriors, did more activity on one or two days than on the other five. 24% spread their activity over most days, and 34% weren't active. Over the next 6 weeks, weekend warriors who had done at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise that week had a 27% lower risk of heart attack, a 21% lower risk of stroke, a 22% lower risk of atrial fibrillation, and a 38% lower risk of heart failure than the inactive group. The reduced risks were similar in those who spread their exercise over the week. What to do? Walk briskly, jog, cycle, play pickleball, dance. This study can't prove that exercise protects the heart, but it's one more piece of evidence. Extra protein for diabetes? Does a higher protein diet help people with type 2 diabetes? Scientists randomly assigned 106 adults with type 2 diabetes and excess weight to follow a weight loss diet with other 40% or 21% of calories from protein. Those on the high protein diet were told to eat at least 4 weekly servings of lean beef. The beef industry partly funded the study. After a year, weight, hemoglobin A1C, a long-term measure of blood sugar, insulin resistance, blood pressure, and triglycerides fell equally in both groups, and there was no difference in muscle loss between groups. What to do? Got type 2 diabetes? There's no need to eat extra protein. New advice for the heart. Got heart disease? A healthy diet can help, say, new guidelines from the American Heart Association and other expert groups. Their key diet advice? Emphasize vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, whole grains, and lean protein. Cut saturated fat to less than 6% of calories by replacing it with unsaturated fat and fiber-rich carbs from whole grains, beans, and vegetables. Cut sodium to 2,300 milligrams a day, ideally 1,500 milligrams a day, and minimize bacon, sausage, and other processed meats. Limit refined carbs in white breads, rice, cereals, tortillas, etc., and sugary drinks like sodas, energy drinks, and fruit drinks. If you drink, limit alcohol to 1 drink a day for women and 2 drinks a day for men. Taking fish oil, niacin, calcium, or vitamin C, D, or E, or beta-carotene won't protect your heart, say the guidelines. What to do? See what we just read. The same advice can also prevent heart disease. Alcohol and arthritis of the hip. Alcohol may increase the risk of a hip replacement due to osteoarthritis. Researchers followed roughly 83,000 women who had no diagnosed arthritis when they enrolled in the study. After 24 years, the risk of hip replacement due to arthritis was 31% higher for women who drank 1 to 1.5 drinks a day, and 34% higher for those who drank more than 1.5 drinks a day compared to those who didn't drink. The risks were no different for beer, wine, or liquor. What to do? If you don't consume alcohol, don't start. If you do drink, aim for no more than 1 serving a day for women or 2 servings a day for men. Moderate drinking doesn't protect against heart disease or any other illness. In fact, it may raise the risk of breast and colorectal cancer. In mice, alcohol can lead to inflammation and joint cartilage, but more studies are needed to know if it causes arthritis. Though the researchers took exercise, weight, and other factors into account, something else about women who drink more alcohol may have accounted for their increased risk. And now a few recipes from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. So long, summer. Make the most of the waning days of summer with these 3 dishes that feature some of the season's best vegetables. Bonus, if you freeze the minestrone, and it freezes beautifully, you'll be able to reach for a shot of summer as fall sets in. Minestrone stew. 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil. 1 large onion diced, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1/4 cup miso paste, any color, 3 cloves garlic minced, 1/4 teaspoon dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 3 cups chopped fresh tomatoes, 2 carrots cut into half rounds, 2 celery stalks sliced, 2 small zucchinis cut into quarter rounds, 2 15-ounce cans no salt added chickpeas, undrained, 3/4 teaspoon salt, and freshly ground black pepper to taste. In a large heavy pot over medium heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Saute the onion until lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the tomato paste, miso paste, garlic, oregano, and red pepper flakes. Cook until the paste starts to darken, 2 to 3 minutes. Stir in the tomatoes, carrots, and celery, and simmer until tender crisp, 5 to 8 minutes. Add the zucchini and the chickpeas with their liquid and simmer until tender, 7 to 9 minutes. Season with the salt and freshly ground black pepper. Makes 12 cups. Roasted eggplant and pepper salad. A quick flash under the broiler yields tender eggplant and silky bell peppers, a perfect complement to lightly dressed pungent arugula. 1 small eggplant sliced into rounds. 2 tablespoons plus another tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 2 bell peppers, red, yellow, or orange, halved, 2 teaspoons red wine vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste, 4 cups baby arugula, kale, or spinach, 1/4 cup shaved parmesan. On a large foil-lined baking pan, place the eggplant slices in a single layer and brush with 2 tablespoons oil. Place the peppers cut side down on the pan. Place the pan 6 to 8 inches under the broiler and broil until the eggplant and peppers are browned and tender, 7 to 10 minutes. Let the peppers cool, then remove the skin and seeds. Chop the peppers into bite-sized pieces. In a medium bowl, whisk together the remaining 1 tablespoon oil with the vinegar, salt, and a few grinds of black pepper. Toss with the arugula and parmesan. Place the eggplant and peppers on a serving plate. Top with the dressed arugula. Serves 4. Food find, Super Soy. Big Tofu, that is Nasoya, has launched its own super firm organic tofu. It's about time. Why try super firm or high protein tofus like Nasoya's, Trader Joe's, or Wildwood's? First, drain free. Super firm tofu comes vacuum packed, which means little to no water to drain and no mess. Press free. Got a recipe that calls for squeezing the excess water out of ordinary tofu? Think of super firm tofu as pre-pressed. It can go pretty much straight from the package to pan. Just open, blot dry, cube or slice, season, and saute or bake. Protein plus. Less water means that super firm tofu has more protein per serving, 14 grams in 3 ounces, than extra firm, 9 grams, firm, 8 grams, or silken, 4 grams. Super Soy. Tofu is essentially solid soy milk, which means it delivers a decent dose of calcium, magnesium, iron, and unsaturated or healthy fat along with its beany protein. More pluses. Unlike most meat, tofu is easy to cook and hard to overcook. And plant protein goes easier on the planet than beef, pork, seafood, or chicken. Try super firm tofu in any recipe that calls for firm or extra firm, but not soft or silken. Quick dish, crispy tofu. Cut 16-ounce super firm tofu into 8 thick slabs and blot dry. Press the large sides into a plate of 1/4 cup cornstarch. In a nonstick pan over medium heat, saute in 2 tablespoons oil until browned on both sides, 8 to 10 minutes. I hope not. IHOP introduces largest menu evolution to date with new craveable and flavorful lineup made for any time of day, announced the chain in March. Its new sweet and savory crepes offer all-day flavors like cinnamon bun, fresh berry, and chicken pesto. Take the breakfast crepes. 2 crepes filled and rolled with scrambled eggs, hickory smoked bacon, crispy hash browns, white cheese sauce, and jack and cheddar cheeses. Ooh la la! IHOP is using very thin pancakes to give ordinary breakfast foods a French flair. So chic! Make that a chic 1,210 calories, 28 grams of saturated fat, 1.5 days worth, and 2,290 milligrams of sodium, a full day's supply. You might as well sit down to 2 Big Macs. The other crepe flavors range from 540 to 870 calories, and the cinnamon bun crepe packs 12 teaspoons of sugar, most of it added. And don't think IHOP's cooks are making your breakfast crepes from scratch. From the eggs to the hash browns, the dish contains 60-plus ingredients, including artificial flavors and colors, preservatives, anti-foaming agents, gums, mold inhibitors, yum, and more. Just what we need, a craveable 1,210-calorie ultra-processed food extravaganza offered all day. Food fail. Quick Chick, Poultry and Plant-Based Finds by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. For perfectly seasoned poultry without too much salt, cook your own. But if it's not in the cards, turn to one of these pre-cooked shortcuts or easy raw starters. Grown-up Nuggets. Chicken nuggets are salty chicken and white flour. How to do better? Whole grain breading. Alas, it's hard to find. At least the breading in Purdue's Simply Smart Organics whole grain breaded chicken breast nuggets, 420 milligrams of sodium per 3-ounce serving, has more whole wheat than refined flour. Lightly breaded. Compared to Purdue's regular frozen nuggets, you get less white flour, fewer carbs, more protein, and less sodium, 400 versus 450 milligrams, in Purdue lightly breaded chicken breast chunks, and each chunk is an actual piece of meat, not a ground nugget, so it has that chicken texture. Barely breaded. Real good lightly breaded chicken strips, 310 milligrams of sodium, are battered with chickpea flour, so each serving of the crispy strips is high in protein, 23 grams, rather than your carbs, 5 grams. Bonus if you're gluten-free, so is the breading. Pick a patty. When it comes to chicken patties, essentially sandwich-sized chicken nuggets, whole grains are nearly impossible to find. While both Applegate and Bell and Evans bread their patties with refined flour, they make two of the best not-too-salty patties around. Applegate. Each 3-ounce patty is pre-cooked, so you only need to heat and eat. And when time is tight, even a 90-second spin in the microwave will do it. Bell and Evans. Each patty is thicker, 4 ounces, and it's raw, so don't microwave them, and do heed the cooking instructions on the package. That means a longer cook time, 30 minutes in the oven through an air fryer cuts to the 12 minutes. The upsides, more heft, more protein, 19 versus 12 grams, and less sodium, 280 versus 320 milligrams, than Applegate for not many more calories, 200 versus 160. Then what? Toss it into a whole grain bun with lettuce, tomato, onion, etc., or serve with sautéed or roasted vegetables, or slice it into strips and stuff them inside a wrap or pita, or serve them on top of a salad. Freeze it. Pre-grilled, unbreaded chicken strips couldn't be easier, but once you open a refrigerated package, what's left is only good for up to 5 days. Check the label. Want them to last longer? Hit the freezer case for a resealable bag of frozen strips that can wait on standby until you're ready to take out as many as you need. One of the lowest sodium and best tasting brands around, Nature's Rancher. Look for it at Whole Foods markets. Cold cuts and more. The perfect stand-in for cold cuts, Trader Joe's sliced roast turkey breast. The ingredient list? Simple. We roast the turkey breasts with just a touch of salt, pepper, and sage, and then slice it thick, says the label. That, plus water, is it. And the taste and the numbers sure be deli meat. Each 100-calorie serving, or 3 ounces, has a nice 22 grams of protein and a reasonable 370 milligrams of sodium. Other poultry finds in the Trader Joe's refrigerator case? Just chicken. Everything's in the name. It's cooked and diced white meat chicken, sans salt or seasoning. Your new shortcut for chicken salad, tacos, soup, etc. Grilled balsamic vinegar and rosemary chicken. A little herby, a little tangy, not too salty. 250 milligrams of sodium. By the slice. Why do many of the Healthy Cook's recipes use thin sliced chicken breasts? They're boneless and skinless, and they're cut into thin slices that cook through in a flash, so they're close to foolproof in the kitchen. Chef Kate's suggestions, sauté. In a nonstick pan over medium-high heat, brown one side in oil, 2 to 3 minutes, then turn over and sauté about 30 seconds more. Bread. Thin slices make chicken schnitzel a snap. Or sauté, then sprinkle with a crispy topping of toasted breadcrumbs plus nuts and seasonings. Stir fry or simmer. Cut the thin slices into bite-sized pieces before cooking, so they'll stay tender during a quick stir fry or curry. Good ground. Ground chicken or ground turkey could mean you're getting meat plus higher fat skin. And who knows how much of the meat is leaner breast versus fattier wings or thighs. That explains why a 4-ounce serving of raw Purdue ground chicken has 160 calories and 2 grams of saturated fat, versus 120 calories and half gram of sat fat, in Purdue ground chicken breast. Of course, compared to the 290 calories and 9 grams of sat fat in raw 80% fat ground beef, even just ground chicken or ground turkey is a bargain. The beef may be labeled 20% lean, but that doesn't mean it's lean. Far from it. Lean refers to the non-fat portion of the meat. Either way, make sure you use whichever poultry, ground or ground breast, your recipe calls for. Plant-based. going chickenless? Companies have gotten really good at duping breading chicken. One problem, many tenders, nuggets, and fillets from Gardein and Beyond Meat contain the controversial additive titanium dioxide. It lends a bright white color to foods, but the nanoparticles found in food-grade titanium dioxide may accumulate in the body and cause DNA damage, one way that chemicals can cause cancer. To play it safe, go for the great-tasting breaded plant-based chickens that are free of titanium dioxide and not sky-high in sodium. Morningstar. The Veggie Original Chick Patties and Veggie Chicken Nuggets are a reliable source of plant-based protein, 9 to 13 grams. So are Morningstar's Incognito tenders and fillets, but they have a color added. That could mean titanium dioxide. Whole Foods Markets 365. Its chicken-style plant-based breaded patties are higher in sodium, 380 milligrams, and similar in protein, 11 grams, to Morningstar, but they're a decent pick if you're at a Whole Foods. For a stir-fry, try the tasty refrigerated plant-based chicken-style bites, 450 milligrams of sodium. Make your own. Heat and eat meatballs made from chicken or turkey can be hard to find in supermarkets. And chicken or turkey meatballs that aren't loaded with sodium? That's even tougher. Solution? Make your own. Fortunately, the Healthy Cook has recipes for that. And it's not just reliable standbys like meatballs with marinara. You can branch out beyond Italian flavors with Asian chicken meatballs or Southwest chicken meatballs with a smoky tahini sauce. All start with ground chicken breasts and are ready in 30 minutes. It's also worth starting from the ground up with burgers. Most refrigerated chicken or turkey burgers we found pack 500 milligrams of sodium or more, and many frozen burgers lack moisture or flavor. Stay food safe. Frozen chicken burgers, tenders, patties, etc., and stuffed breaded chicken might look ready to just heat and eat, but some are raw inside. So always check the label for safe handling and cooking instructions. Keeping Your Kitchen Safe by Caitlin Dow. Your kitchen harbors more bacteria than any other room in your house. While the lion's share are harmless, some can cause nasty and even long-lasting effects. Here's how to keep your kitchen safe. Don't mistake a tidy kitchen for a germ-free kitchen. Studies of people's homes, even spotless-looking ones, turn up bacteria like Listeria, Staphylococcus, aureus, Campylobacter, and E. coli on sinks, faucet handles, countertops, refrigerators, and more. Germs from a contaminated sink could end up on foods that you put in it. When researchers swabbed 100 home kitchens, they found Staphylococcus aureus in roughly 14% of samples, mostly from kitchen counters and refrigerator door handles. What to do? To remove dirt and grease, clean all surfaces with warm water and dish soap or a store-bought cleaner. Then disinfect with diluted bleach, 1 teaspoon per cup of water, made in the past 24 hours. Or use a store-bought EPA-registered disinfectant. The back or side panel will say EPA reg number, often in small print. Most disinfectants need a few minutes to do their job, so check the instructions on the label. Disinfect your faucet handle daily and your sink weekly. Clean the refrigerator door handles and other high touch points, like cabinet handles, weekly. Wash your hands well. Wash your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds, making sure to clean between each finger. Wash before you start cooking, after each time you touch raw meat, poultry, seafood, or eggs, and after you finish cooking. Clean your cleaning tools. Use cleaning tools for a single purpose. For example, dedicated brush or sponge for dishes, a cloth for cleaning countertops, and a dish towel for drying clean hands. Sanitize your dish brush, sponge, and dishcloths daily. Soak your brushes for a few minutes in diluted bleach, 1 teaspoon per cup of water, and let them air dry. Microwave your wet sponge, as long as it has no metal, for 2 minutes. Wash your dishcloths with bleach in the washing machine. Follow the rinse rules. Rinse raw fruits and vegetables under running water. That will remove dirt and debris, and it may remove some harmful germs. No washing method can remove all germs. Skip the produce washes, which work no better than running water. Store smart. Set your refrigerator to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. If your fridge doesn't have a thermometer, buy one. And don't pack it too tightly. Air needs to circulate to chill the food. Keep raw meat, poultry, and seafood wrapped securely or in a sealed container. Better yet, keep them in their own drawer or on a bottom shelf in case they leak. Watch out for cross-contamination. After handling raw meat, poultry, seafood, or eggs, wash your hands, then disinfect the sink. Keep raw meat, poultry, and seafood and eggs separate from foods that don't require cooking. For example, don't use a cutting board or knife to prepare vegetables after you've used it to prep raw meat. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.